This call may be recorded. Hey.
Hey, sorry about that.
All right.
I guess what you're going to have to do then, I don't know. I mean, I would say, like, oh, get Ted to call me and tell me, but he thinks that victims of domestic abuse should isolate themselves from friends and family who love them and can help them see truth and get into a clinical setting that is similar to the ones where they've...
All right. Here, I mean, first of all, they're not
a dozen different times
you
had to twist it around on them
something.
And take responsibility for the whole thing.
They're not...
They're asking me to implicate
you
with you outside of the realm
with a
of
licensed
people who have been
therapist.
Able to see it objectively. I know, but how many times have we been to a licensed therapist before, Dustin? And how has it ended every time?
I've never really been bought into a therapist before, quite honestly, but...
Well, you've been pretty bought into pulling the wool over their eyes. I mean, I don't know how much more seriously you could take it. I don't see anything in my life that's ever victimized me as much as taking you. I mean, granted, that time with Sean and Anna, that was terrible. That was horrifically terrible. That was bizarrely and horrifically terrible. But again, I think that part of that might have been me going in there not knowing that you had told me you told Sean things that you hadn't really told Sean. And they've been priming that pump for a couple of years for him to think that I was imagining all of this because I'm sensitive. But even outside of that, I think that's where you can look at it and you can go, okay, Sean is a godly man. Sean is a wise man. That's not somebody you should be going to for marital counseling. Like, that's where what Ted is saying applies. But this thing that you're referring to where Aaron was right from the get-go, and then your cover-up was way worse than the original crime? And he saw it every step of the way, and I was able to affirm that these behaviors that you were using to cover up your affair with Julie were the same behaviors that you used to keep me in bondage to pretending that I was on your team for you to go and sleep at a different house and get us, you know, $140,000 in debt. Like, it, there's nothing there that screams, oh, this is a person whose counsel you shouldn't follow.
Who are you talking about?
Aaron. I mean, you're affirming it. Like, you're affirming that he wasn't wrong about anything.
I don't understand what you're saying right now.
I'm saying that we will never have a future outside of you being willing to be accountable to real people who are our friends and family.
Yeah, but nobody's ever suggested that, so I don't.
So I'm saying, if you want to get on the page with same page with CA and then say that you're going to spend the rest of your life pursuing following his counsel, that's a healthy thing. Or if you want to get on the same page with Aaron and say that you're going to spend the rest of your life pursuing following his counsel, that's a healthy thing. But if you're just going to target me and say I'm the one who needs to get in alone in a room with a counselor with you, and I need to believe that you're pursuing nothing besides honoring me for the rest of your life, that is scary. That is really, really scary. and it's really scary to me, honestly, to me, going to a person I've never met before and having a stupid back and forth with you about whether you left the law residence when you were asked to. Like, it's not that hard to make me look petty when I'm the only one.
Argue about.
Huh?
I don't see the value in arguing about it. We don't remember it.
You sure did a minute ago. Like, we had like a 20-minute back and forth.
I apologize for arguing with you. But
I know.
If you think that I think it's okay to stay in somebody's house when they don't want you, I do not think that. That's why
I know. So therefore, you confabulate. You make up a different reality that helps your self-image be what you want your image of yourself to be. It is. It's made up, Dustin. It's made up. You actually rewrite history so that what happened can fit in with your perception of who you want to be as a man. You want to be the kind of man who would never stay after he's been asked to go. Therefore, that's what happened. Three other pairs of eyes and ears saw and heard something different. And when it's just you and me in a room, it's my word against yours. And my faulty memory, which is clearly slipping in recent years, my faulty memory, that is perceiving it differently than how it really happened. You know, so I can't tell you those millions of stories where I've been manipulated and I've been left powerless to say what actually just happened to me before my own eyes because there were no witnesses and it's your word against mine. But when you've got 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 people in a room and you're the only one who saw you do something different than what you did or say something different than what you said, that's a whole other story. And that's why I don't want it to be my word against yours in a room with a counselor who's going
to
say
we
need to
be in the
place.
We'll bring in all the people necessary to get to the bottom of the truth. I'm just saying.
How about do that and leave me out of it? Because I've not done anything wrong except be a victim. I'm not the one who's making all of this up. I'm not the protagonist. I didn't write this story. Wasn't my idea for you to do any of this stuff to me. So I don't need to be involved. I don't need to be involved in you coming.
That's a little light blue, but that one's more purple.
Sorry about that. You understand what I'm saying, right?
I do, and I think that it leaves me a little hopeless. I think that it goes against advice that I've received here. Nothing more.
Is that some kind of supportive users to get their victim back into a cycle clinic? I don't get it. I mean, that would literally be like what you would write in a textbook to teach abusers how to get their victim back into the cycle. To the T. What? I can't hear you anymore. What?
I don't know how to help this. And been getting
what?
Living with
what? What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what is it?
been getting counseling from crisis professionals for an extended period of time. I've been living with psychological problems. I've been doing it. Become a better person. Else for five.
What?
Input. The things that I can work on. Like,
what?
They've asked me to do. And it don't think that in their professional opinion, they have assured me that they would spot a manipulative person and somebody lying.
Let me ask you this. Did they drug test you when you got there? Did they drug test you?
Yeah. Taken 3 or 4 drug tests.
What?
Yes, I think I've taken 3 or 4 drug tests. Why?
What?
Yes, I think I've taken 3 or 4 drug tests. Why?
I just wonder why they do that.
People here that are coming off the
bus. Hold on just a second. I just wonder why they do that. Why do you think they do that?
There's people here that are coming off the bus.
But what's the test needed for?
Make sure that you're not off bed.
They... Come on, Dustin. Do you really believe that?
What do you think they tested me for drugs?
I mean, I find it pretty peculiar. Don't you? Like, they could just ask you about your drug use. And they would just know, like, automatically without a urine sample whether you're manipulating them or lying. They don't need to compare your words to reality. Exactly. So if they're asking you, why are they getting the urine sample? Like, explain that.
People here that are rehabbing.
I know, but, like, if they can tell when somebody's telling the truth or lying or manipulating, then they don't need the urine sample. They don't need to compare what the person is saying with their mouth to an objective reality to make a decision about whether that person's manipulative. It's completely unnecessary, right? So Ted tells me, oh, I don't consider what Dustin's doing to trick me to count as manipulation. I know manipulation because I work with drug addicts who are really manipulative. Well, you know why the drug addicts look manipulative? Because you can catch them in their lies, because what they're saying doesn't match objective realities. But they have that objective reality to put in front of that person. And see that person's reaction of talking their way out of it.
They lived with their staff of clinicians for...
Who have not reached out, who have not reached out for any objective reality to compare your delusions to.
Aaron, I have asked repeatedly for you to speak with them.
That's what I'm saying is a little bit questionable. It's a little bit questionable for you to put all your stock in. These people have cleared me, and I am not manipulative because only the drug addicts are manipulative. You know, the people who they are able to confront with an objective reality and actually don't trust enough that they actually have enough judgment to know whether that person's manipulative to forego the urine sample.
So difficult for me because I want
the, you know, thinking that we'd be able to get there together.
I'm just saying, if you can tell me that CA's advice was good, you shouldn't have been writing messages to try to shame me for keeping my children from you. That's not a thing he would ever do.
Okay.
His life, that's terrible. And you know that that's a thing that he's not wanting you to do.
It didn't.
But you did it.
And
you did it. You chose to do that.
You
did it knowing he wouldn't approve. You did it because you were in the mode
of... I don't know whether he would approve or not approve, but it was...
You know he would not approve of that message you sent me, saying that I acted in a manipulative manner to cheat you out of a weekend. He would never do his wife like that. And she is way, way, way more stubborn and independent than I am. She's really, really, Dustin, high maintenance. She's really, like, persnickety, and she really, like, pushes her weight around to get her way. So you can't play any of this, well, his wife is so good, that's why he doesn't have to resort to what I have to resort to with my rebellious wife. You can't play that card. She's the rebellious one. She's the complainer. I'm the submissive one. And you know when you write messages to me like that he would not approve of them. If you were living under his roof...
You're talking about somebody who wanted me to give up my children all the time.
No, Dustin, you're talking about somebody who is objective enough to understand that Aaron Dufault is trustworthy and acting honorably and not actually taking your children away from you. The concept that Aaron Dufault is taking your children away from you is a fabrication to defame her to other people. He knows that. He can live in objective reality. He's an objective man who understands that I am trustworthy. And it's not even so much that I'm pursuing the timesharing being a certain thing, it's that I'm pursuing our children being able to have a nuclear family with a mother and a father in the house who are not abusive to one another in front of them. And he knows that what I'm doing is going to give them stability through a hard time. And he knows that what I'm doing gives us a chance of being a family together. He sees my behavior, that it is honorable. And then he looks at your behavior and he can see that it's the opposite, that it's tearing us apart, that it's abusing me, that it's not leading to us ever being able to be together again, that it's defaming me to other people, that it's keeping me in the cycle of having to feel ashamed for doing what I know is best. It's an objective person who you should listen to and not try to manipulate his advice by framing it as though his goal is to take your kids away from you. That's how you manipulate his advice. You make him look bad to other people. I call that devaluation. You go to a third party and you tell him, C.A. McDonald is telling me that I should give my kids up to you completely. When you know, out of all the people on this entire planet, you're not going to find anybody who is more pro-father involvement than C.A. McDonald. He invests so much of his life in pouring into young men the importance of father involvement. He buys caseloads of books that explain the importance of father involvement just to hand out to people who happen to come by his house. It's crazy manipulative to take a man like that and frame him as trying to take your children away from you as an excuse to not have to follow his godly advice. And so you say, well, he doesn't want to interface with me anymore. You just did in this conversation. You just told me.
Okay, well, if I said that, what he told me to do is to let you choose. That's
right.
What he chose.
Because I'm trustworthy and because that's an honorable thing to do for a wife. He's teaching you by his example and his counsel how you treat your wife when she's behaving honorably so that you can be a family who lives together under one roof. You know that's what he's trying to do. Hey. Hi.
Hi.
What? What?
Who did you say hi to?
Maddox.
Maddox.
Mm-hmm. What I'm getting at, Dustin, is that there are people you could live with if you were behaving in pro-social ways. Huh?
I don't mean.
What?
I don't
what?
Mean.
What?
I don't mean.
What?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, I'll be, like, the ideal is to live with me, right?
One day.
But these behaviors that you're doing today make that really, really clearly not a safe possibility. And then next down the street, what? No, that's an objective reality.
Okay.
And that's universal, by the way. And any feeling you have to the contrary is what's called entitlement, which is a real problem. What? Oh, hold on, I gotta hold on. All right, sorry about that.
Okay.
But
there's also my parents' house. Like,
they have beds. And again, I think that the barrier is your mentality of not wanting other people to see your behavior, evidently framed in the guise of thinking you should have privacy.
See my behavior.
What?
Any once.
What?
I never said I don't want anybody to see my behavior.
Well, I know, but you said that you shouldn't live at my parents' house because you should have privacy.
I decided to see your parents' house, so I wouldn't for that.
What? Life. What?
I haven't been invited to stay at your parents' house. I haven't entertained the idea.
I know, but that was literally the first thing that I asked you to do. You wrote it off out of hand.
Oh.
Sorry.
You, and I mean, this, and that's the thing. You said, oh, you were trying to divorce me. Like, that meant that we're, like, automatically adversaries. Which, to me, speaks to you having some delusions of persecution. Like, it's obvious to everybody who sees me and knows me that I'm doing everything I can to have a healthy family. And you think that you're just entitled to, like, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. I mean, Ted's right. Like, the arguing is pointless. Completely pointless.
I would like it if we did less arguing.
I think you'd like it if I did less arguing. Because that would give you more power and control over me.
We both are arguing.
I know, but the things I'm arguing are truth, and the things you're arguing are falsehoods meant to shift the blame onto me.
I need to be able to figure out where I can live.
What?
Figure out rightness.
I know, and I'm saying that that's dependent on your willingness to have accountability to friends and family who actually walk with us day to day.
If you've ever said anything about that.
What? What?
Anything about that.
What?
Said about that.
What?
Nobody's ever said anything about that.
What?
Nobody's ever said anything about that.
Well, Dustin, I'm giving you example after example after example after example of times that people we know have seen you do really destructive, abusive things. And in zero of those cases, are you willing to heed what they're asking you to do or what they're telling you about your behaviors?
Not telling me anything about my behaviors there.
That's not true. When somebody says you need to figure out a way to try to get off work at 4:30, you're not heeding that. When somebody says your wife didn't eat any food for a week straight, now you're trying to blame her for the fact that you didn't notice. Try to not do that. Try to just say, I'm sorry. You turn right around and shift the blame onto me for you not noticing. Like, people are able to tell you real specific behaviors that are harmful, and you're bucking that objective perspective with everything you have. And there's way, way, way too many hours in the week to think that you're going to fit all of those interactions, all of those destructive interactions into a one-hour session with a therapist. What? So, if you, yes. What I'm saying is, like, if you were behaving in pro-social ways and you were interacting reasonably and you were in reality with the rest of us, not denying actual facts about words that you spoke less than 5 minutes ago that 6 people all heard,
then going to a therapist once a week would make sense because we would have marital problems.
Okay.
But you have to have an objective reality to have anything to discuss during that one-hour session. And we are lacking in objective reality. Without objective reality, you have nothing to talk about. So that's not a marital problem. That's a reality problem.
Don't hate that.
I'll take it, buddy.
I know, but what I'm talking about is you being willing to hear things from other people and accept them and heed them. That's the only path forward for us.
What?
Huh?
The what?
I'm saying that's the only path forward. Real people who are really a part of our lives and really love us and really understand what's happening and really see us in our day-to-day. You can say, I'm not going to pick and choose which parts of their advice I'm going to follow so I can say, look, I'm doing it, and which parts I'm going to completely ignore because I don't want to do it. I'm not going to take their advice and then twist it around on them to say that they're trying to take my children away from me so that you can be their victim. I'm not going to tell them that they're remembering wrong when they tell me something that they just saw and heard with their own eyes and ears. I'm going to actually heed their accountability and thank God for it. Even if it feels wrong to me, even if it feels dangerous to me.
You want to do it outside? Outside? You want to do it outside? Okay. Do it on the brick. Put it on the brick. Same.
Okay. You understand what I'm talking about, right?
It sounds like you want me to follow blindly a group of people that's not always on the same page, and I just...
No. No.
Saying that they haven't given me good advice at the point that I have ignored, and that was your detriment, and I did it wrong.
Right. So I'm saying, actually, when they do give you good advice and they are all in sync with one another, you follow that. You don't say, ooh, now I'm going to go to each one of them individually and get their opinion about how much time sharing I could get because I don't like what the first one told me and I want to pit them against each other. Ha, ha, ha. Ooh, they're all trying to say I'm abusing my wife. Ooh, I know something that's worse than abusing your wife and really more obvious, divorcing. I'm going to go to each one of them and see what they say about biblical basis for divorce because that's really theologically complicated. And I'm going to use it to make them look stupid.
Okay.
I'm saying don't do those things. They've given you a lot of good advice, and you don't need to manipulate it against them like that. If you had followed everything every one of them had told you, and even if you switched from doing what one of them said one day to what the next one said a different day, or if you said to them, that's really different from what Matt Muskimmon told me yesterday, do you have time in your schedule that you, me, and Matt could get together to get on the same page about this? That would be healthy. That would be pro-social. That would be submitting to accountability. That would be responsible. That would be living in reality. That would be healthy. I don't think that you would have run into any problems with that so far.
I
can do that. Oh, that it wouldn't
what?
Problems, but I can do that.
What?
That's great. I can do that.
Oh. Would you be willing to go as far as not sending me messages until CA reads them?
I don't know that he wants to do that.
Would you be willing? I'm trying to find out if you're a trustworthy person who's not going to get me back into your clutches and then make up all these excuses. I didn't mean I was going to do that. Would you be willing?
I mean, I guess. I don't think that he's going to want to do that, but yes.
That's not what I'm talking about, Dustin. I'm talking about your willingness. What
yeah,
level
yeah.
of submission you're open to.
Sure.
Would you be willing for to share your location with me or other people?
Yeah.
Huh?
I guess. I mean, if we're going to have a relationship.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to have to get your spending approved by CA?
No.
Sorry, buddy. It's okay right now.
You said no on that?
No, this isn't CA life. It's our life.
I know, but CA has proven himself to be a good steward of the resources that God entrusts to him. And you've proven that you've got a problem. I mean, a real problem. Okay. I mean, when you represent to the staff there that you're not an addict because you're getting like a clean urine screen or whatever, you absolutely have a spending addiction, and it's absolutely destructive to your children's welfare. And you're telling me that you're not open to accountability.
That's what it takes to get our family back. I'll do anything, I guess.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I'm talking about, like, rock bottom of what it takes at this point. That's not the full extent of it by any means.
Figuring out where I'm going to live.
I'm saying that's what it takes. Like, we, like, need to understand if you're just saying what you have to say to get a place to live. Or if you're serious about recognizing that you've been engaging in extremely, extremely destructive behavior, and you need to be accountable to other people who see those behaviors. Especially, I mean, regardless, whether you see them and you're pretending that they're not there because you don't like to come face to face with your failures, or whether you don't see them at all. I don't know how. Is it like that?
Maybe the batteries are. Maybe you need new batteries?
Okay. Are you willing to work where CA tells you to work?
I don't know. Maybe.
If it's the answer you want.
I don't know if it's a reasonable thing to ask me to do.
Yeah, but reasonable for you doesn't always match what is reasonable
for my life. I get to decide.
That, right, that's what we're trying to figure out. Is that if that's what this is about, is that this is all your life and you're entitled to a woman who serves you unconditionally no matter how much you abuse her? That's the question at hand here.
Said that.
Okay, well, it's not my life, Dustin. My life is not mine. I was never under any illusion that this is my life I'm living.
CA isn't telling you.
No, it's Christ, Dustin. It's Christ. And so far I've lived for Christ by submitting to your every whim, even when it was to destroy your children and to milk us out of everything that we have until we're completely dry.
I don't know where you're getting that, but I don't understand what that has to do with CA.
Because you have absolutely, completely proven yourself to be untrustworthy of knowing what is a rational decision and what is not, wholly and fully. And it's going to take a long, 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 long time of you having a control in place for your behavior to not be destructive to your family, because you rationalize whatever you want in order to get what you want and do whatever you want so that you can feel good about yourself no matter what. And so the backstop can't be Dustin's own wisdom or Dustin's own judgment. That's no backstop at all.
Yeah, see, this is why I...
And then maybe a day comes where you've flexed those muscles long enough and made good decisions long enough, and you can just do it automatically because you formed the right habits. But at this point, the habits are bad. Uh-huh. You need a bigger Phillips head? Like the one from the closet? I'm going to throw this away so it doesn't make a mess. Yeah. You understand, like, CA is whatever.
I think that...
It's a for example, you know?
These
are theoretical questions to test your seriousness about laying down your own wisdom, which, and admitting that your own wisdom can be faulty, and being willing to hear people around you who are telling you the truth.
Faulty.
What?
Yeah, my own wisdom can be faulty.
Right. But if you're wanting to put yourself back in a situation where you once again have all the power and all the control over me, and everything is still advice that is going to be run through the filter of whether it suits what Dustin wants to do, whether Dustin thinks it's rational or not. Then we're back to where we started. Yes.
I think we stripped that thought, buddy. I'm sorry. I don't know how I get behind it, though.
I think we stripped the Phillips head, but I don't know how to get the volume back on this. Sorry. Maybe unless we need an even bigger one. I don't know. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, buddy. I can't do it.
Why don't you go put that back in that
room closet, okay? I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't think that'll work, but you can try.
Sorry. Yes, buddy? You mean this part? Oh, I don't know either, sorry. You mean take that out? Oh, like that. Okay. Sorry. Can you imagine what your life would be like right now if for the last 6 months you had done whatever CA said to do? You can't go there in your brain?
You would have asked me.
What?
No, I don't know what it would be like. I know that I tried to do what he asked me to do for an extended period of time, and he determined...
You never even turned in your resignation to American Classics. I don't understand how you can say that. And I can't even... I mean, if you could even give me a date range of when you thought that you were doing that, I could probably tell you something that you did that was way, 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 way outside of his counsel on at least half of the days in any given date range.
Oh.
Well, I mean, which month are you thinking that you followed his advice?
I don't know, whenever I was staying there.
Yeah. So he was telling you don't fight with your wife over the children, and you were shaming me for getting 2 weekends in a row. He was saying don't fight with your wife about the children, and you were filing court documents that said that I put my wants above my children's needs. Those are the actions that are the reason that we're not together. He would never do that to Jamie. And that's why he doesn't have to worry about somebody divorcing him.
I have to go figure out where I'm going to live.
Yeah.
Been on the phone all afternoon with you and arguing about historical stuff.
About what?
Historical stuff.
No, that's...
I need to go find a house.
I know, but it's a question of can you live with other adults in a pro-social way? What?
You're the only person who thinks that I can't, and I don't need to argue with you about it, but you're not going to change your mind.
You're lying to me when you tell me that I'm the only person who thinks you can't. That's a lie. You're lying.
The only person that I know of that thinks I can't.
You're lying.
Even if it's
you're lying.
True, I still
you're
need
lying.
To find a
Doesn't
place to ev- move to.
But you're lying to me. You're lying to me. I don't deserve to be gaslit like that. I know that everybody who knows us knows that you shouldn't be in my house with me.
I didn't say that I need to move in with you. I need to find a
no,
house
but you,
to live in.
You just said that you're the, you said, Aaron, you're the only person who thinks this way. And that's not true.
You're the only person who thinks that I can't live in a house with people.
That's not true.
You're the only person that I know of that thinks that. But it, even if it is true, I need to find a house to live in. Don't.
I know. The key to that is thinking about your behaviors that stop you from living with other adults. Because if the behaviors change, then you would have no problem and you could just live with other adults. Yeah. I think that's the key for you, Dustin. Your urine sample didn't show that you lie about what other people in a group setting saw with their own eyes and heard with their own ears.
Have you ever heard of Brene Brown?
What?
You ever heard of Brene Brown?
No.
Reading her book called Daring Greatly, How the Courage to Be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Live.
Mm-hmm.
She gave a TED Talk about being vulnerable, which she says is the cradle of being honest and of love and of lots of other things.
Yeah.
Whole book about it.
Are you trying to
Maybe
guilt me into
help.
Making me more vulnerable? Because I feel like I've been a little too vulnerable.
I'm reading a book about being vulnerable because it's the cradle of love and life and truthfulness, and it's got nothing to do with you. It's what I'm doing for me to be more real and authentic with you.
But what about CA?
With everybody.
can you be vulnerable enough to say that you made him look bad by telling mm-hmm. people that he said to give up your children?
I mean, if I could remember saying that, I would say that I said that, but as far as I know, I've represented what he told me, which is that he told me to let you dictate.
Yeah. And when you told Neil that, was that in the context of Aaron is completely trustworthy to never withhold my children from me any more than is in their best interest? And I have full faith.
Honey, I've been asking to see our children, and you were ignoring my texts or stating that you didn't want me to see them other than every other weekend.
I told you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unlimited access.
Right.
And when you said you wanted them for...
You'd either ignore me or...
Yeah, but I said that when you said you wanted them for a whole week and I was supposed to take them from you from 6:30 a.m. until 5 p.m.
It's
not my fault that that's not...
I would want to homeschool them.
It's not my fault that it's not in children's best interest. No, that was when they were already in public school. But it's not my fault that it's not in children's best interest to rip them away from their home at 5 o'clock and bring them back to their home at 6:30 a.m., 7 days in a row, out of nowhere. That's not my fault. I didn't write the laws of nature and attachment for that to be destabilizing to them psychologically. That's not my fault. And that doesn't show that I'm not willing to let you have time with your children. If you were taking a whole week off of work, you were going on a road trip with them, I wouldn't have stopped you. But you were wanting an arrangement that was a lot of shuffling back and forth during a time when that wasn't set that was going to be in stone how the rest of their life was going to be. So it was kind of precarious and kind of confusing putting them in that tug of war, especially when you were being as creepy during drop-offs and pickups as you were being at that time. That would have been really, really confusing for children that young. That would have been really confusing for them.
Taking off their children's shoes or giving them a hug goodbye is creepy.
When you're bringing their mom chocolates and saying, I'm sorry, mommy, why won't you talk with me?
Hey, why won't you talk with me? I just gave you chocolates.
No, I'm giving different examples of different things you did at different times that over the course of many weeks would give the children the distinct impression that their father is as remorseful as all get out. And there never was a man in the history of the world who was as willing to love and serve his wife while actively doing things that were really destructive to me that I had no way of telling the children about because it's not right to tell children the truth about their father when their father's such a slime bag. They had no way of knowing why I was being cold towards you, and that is not fair to them to have to see what you were asking them to witness. And it's not fair to them to get torn back and forth between two households on a daily basis during a destabilizing time. That's not my fault, and it doesn't change the fact that everybody, including CA, including me, including you, knew that I was completely capable of doing whatever was in my children's best interest and making whatever sacrifices personally were necessary. And I wasn't withholding them from you. I wasn't. And the thing about the second and fourth weekend, that was absurd. That was absurd. Like, you knew I didn't come up with that on my own.
I did not come up
with it. It was absurd.
Huh? I did not come up with it.
I know. I'm just saying the reason that that's a good system and the reason that...
It's not a good system.
Experts who have been studying this for 40 years
put pen to paper and determine based on thousands of families, past experiences, both good and horrific, that it's helpful to be able to look at a calendar 3 years down the road and know whether a given weekend is mommy weekend or daddy weekend. It really does a lot to avoid confusion about somebody saying, oops, I scheduled this vacation because I thought it was my weekend. Can we switch? It's easy. It's either a second and fourth weekend or it's not. But it wasn't my idea, and I didn't even think it through that much.
I can't do this anymore. I got to find a house to live in.
Okay. But I'm saying I think that, like, you can live with the McDonald's if you weren't behaving in a way that's so destructive to CA.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I...
To try to frame him as wanting you to not be in your children's lives when all he was doing was giving
you
counsel that was...
not wanting me to be in their children's lives. I said he told me to let
you
choose.
Right.
But
you were letting people believe that letting me choose was somehow going to result in you never getting to see your kids except for the second and fourth weekend of every month, that you were getting cut out of their lives.
That would result in...
No, in reality, letting your wife choose would result in you living in the same house as your wife. That's what I was aiming for. That's what CA was aiming for, was an end to the madness. An end to the blaming and the shaming and the public embarrassment and the telling people at your workplace horrible things.
That it wasn't working.
The end, because of what you were doing. What you were doing. You were continuing to go to your workplace and defame me. No, you were telling people that I was trying to run you over with my car, Dustin. You were telling people that I was trying to take your children away from you. You were telling people that I was trying to cut you out of your children's life. That's the reason it wasn't working out between us. He was giving you advice that, if actually followed, would have resulted in you living with me. And you were distorting it to your own ends to get people to pity you.
Trying to get anybody to pity me, Aaron. I was trying to figure out what to do. We can't argue about this without a therapist. I can't.
Well, if you're asking me, I don't think that it's a good idea for you to live alone. You're suicidal. You make terrible spending decisions, and you make terrible communication decisions, and you make terrible relational decisions. And you need people around you who you're going to choose to trust, even when what they say doesn't match your judgment. And if you don't want to live with the men at Set Free, that's fine. And if you don't want to live with the McDonald's, that's fine. And if you don't want to live with my parents, that's fine.
I'm not invited at the McDonald's, and I'm not invited at your parents.
Because you're not willing to actually be accountable to other people. When my mom says I need to take a picture of what's in that box, the only appropriate response is, okay. You can't abuse people. You can't do that.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't tell her okay.
It's not just that, though. You understand this is a lifelong pattern of you trying to control people. It's not CA's fault that he had to ask you to leave. It's not my mom's fault that she's not comfortable around you. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't owe me anything, honey.
I know, but they love you.
They
love you. They love you. There are people who really, truly love you. And will support you, but not support you in abusing your family. And honestly, I think it's asking a little bit much to have them stick out their necks to be defamed. Like, you have to behave in a way that makes it safe for people to interact with you and know it's not going to come back to bite them.
Okay. Like, you understand I need to go find somewhere to live, like...
Yeah, and you understand what I'm saying. I think it should be with other people.
I don't have anywhere to live with other people. I need to...
Well, who all have you tried?
Nobody.
And what changes are you willing to make to be a person who can be lived with?
I don't know what changes I need to make.
I mean, I just gave you a lot of examples. I don't...
You say I defame people. I don't think I'm defaming somebody by telling them something that happened. It's not defaming them. It's...
When you're saying that... When you're saying that your wife is keeping your children from you, yeah. Pretty defamatory to say that your wife is keeping your children from you and will only... That's not true, Dustin. It's not my fault that you had to work as much as you had to work. I didn't pick that.
Nobody's saying that.
Huh?
Nobody's saying that it's your fault that I was working. The only reason I offered for you to watch the children is I thought that you would like to do that. I also offered to get them aftercare, and you said that we had to do your idea of the schedule. Asked for it repeatedly.
I know, but you... You were asking for things that were going to damage them. You weren't taking time off of work to spend time with your children. You were asking them You were asking them to go through hell.
I don't think that they would characterize their time with me as being hell. I think we had a lot
of fun. If every night they were having to drive all the way to Fernandina and then be with me for an hour before I drive them to school, and then have me bring them home to do their homework with them, and then get their backpacks together to go have dinner with you. I'm saying that is a lot of shuffling for little, little people. We're not talking about a 12-year-old here.
All right, so that last part again.
We're not talking about a 12-year-old here.
Okay.
But it's not fair to characterize the fact that I'm not going along with an insane plan like that as me withholding your children from you.
When you say it's an insane plan, if you divorced me, that's the most likely scenario of what they would give us. I mean, absent you having... You're obviously not obligated to take care of children during my time, but like I said,
yeah.
I was only offering that because I thought you would like it, and if you don't like it, don't expect you to do anything for me. And
I understand, but you're looking at time with the children as being like money, like it's some kind of prize to be won. Let's see if we can split them 50-50.
Not funny.
And that's crazy, I know. But you understand that for me, having the children with me all the time is not the same as for me getting 100% of our money. Like, there's major beyond what you can possibly comprehend. As hard as you try to imagine it, there are major sacrifices of caring for children by yourself for 1 week. You have never, ever, ever sacrificed your will to do what you feel like doing when you feel like doing it for 7 days straight, the way that you would have to if you had children for 7 days straight. I'm not saying that you couldn't or wouldn't. I'm saying that your view of time with children as being a prize to be won, as being like a net positive, any minute you can get with them, the person who has time with them is winning and the person who's not with them is losing, that's kind of sick.
I don't know. I don't understand your characterization of it. It's not a prize. They're my children. So
I know, but having time with them is not always a positive.
With you. I
know.
I would like our family to be together.
Exactly.
I would like to raise our children together.
Exactly. That's what makes it so silly.
I don't understand why we're talking about this.
Because you know that I'm acting honorably in their best interest. I'm not doing something that is destabilizing for them. I'm not doing something that is psychologically damaging to them. I'm not making them grow up fatherless. I'm not withholding them. I'm loving them and sacrificing for them and caring for them in every way I can. And you see that, and everybody else sees it. But you want to characterize it as though I'm doing something bad to you.
I don't understand what we're talking about. I need to find a house to live in.
I know. So if you're living with CA and CA tells you to do something, you shouldn't use that to make people feel bad for you. You should just man up and do it because you know that he has good judgment and it's going to lead to us being a nuclear family together again. Not pick and choose things that you want to follow and things that you don't want to follow and then say he doesn't think I'm being genuine enough. If he says, let Aaron pick the time-sharing schedule, and Aaron says, do you want to have them the second, fourth weekend in December, or do you want to have them from after school on Friday before Christmas all the way until the 26th? It's up to you. And you keep flipping it around on me saying, I'll take 100% of the time I am offered. That's manipulative. And if I feel, I mean, you think I'm arguing, but in this conversation, you're slipping in and out so much of speaking in a coherent way that sounds like you actually understand what you did and can behave differently.
I can't have this conversation anymore right now.
Okay. Do you think those are good living options for you?
No, I think, well, I don't really know what to think. I think the people here would think that that's a very bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly. I gotta get going. I don't know. Like, right now, I feel like I'm gonna end up going to Maryland because I got nowhere to live, basically.
But why do you feel that way?
Why do I feel what way?
Like, why
it's not
do
a feeling.
You feel?
I'm gonna be leaving here really soon.
Mhm. But you could come to this house where I'm living.
It. You don't want me to come to that house.
But you can. The fact that I would leave if you came doesn't change that you're not homeless.
Okay, well, I'm not going to come there because you don't want me there.
Well, if you're going to pick somebody to live with, and you know that that means that you're going to be in close proximity to them, that means that you know that you're going to be able to hear their perspectives on a daily basis, what voices do you want to expose yourself to? And do you really think that your therapists would think that it's a great idea for you to be in close proximity to somebody who's going to spend every day trying to defame your wife and convince you to manipulate your wife and convince you to fight over your children and convince you to try to get as much money as you can get out of her? Is that what your therapists are thinking is a healthy environment for you?
No, I mean, I was hoping we'd spend this afternoon coming up with an idea for me to have somewhere to live.
And I think a good idea is to live with people who have always given you good counsel.
Well,
and who would continue to do
that,
so.
I don't think that they've always given me good counsel, and I don't think that my therapist would support it, and I don't think that it is likely to be offered, and I just can't argue about it right now. I need to actually find somewhere to go.
And I think that's what you should pursue with your whole heart. Getting Ted to call the McDonald's.
Why would he call the McDonald's?
Evidently, he doesn't trust them. But it sounds like you feel like you need Ted's approval to live with them. And Ted's the guy who says that other people should trust you enough to be willing to interface with you with a therapist.
I gotta go, honey.
Are you going to pursue that?
I'll mention it, and he will probably say no, but...
Can he name anything that they've ever told you that was poor counsel?
I don't know. I don't think that necessarily matters to them. I think they think that having members of our church involved in our lives while we're in this crisis is a terrible idea. I don't know. Not something that's not familiar to them. They've seen it hundreds of times.
Dustin, there's no way they've seen this. They think we're having a marital problem.
I really gotta go. I'm sorry. You have a chance to talk with any of them. And help me. All I know to do.
think they would approve you going to Maryland?
I don't think that they think it's a good idea. I mean, when I say approve, they're... They recognize that I'm an adult and can make my own decisions, but do I think he thinks that's a good idea? No.
Well, for whatever reason, they don't seem to want to talk to me, so.
It's because they're not a marriage counselor. I'm their client.
Right. But they're missing the fact that we're not having, they're missing the fact that we're not having marital problems.
That doesn't matter.
It is, because they're able to put me on the back burner and say, oh, she's just a marital problem that Dustin will have to get a marriage therapist for. And not looking at me like, you know what I really am is I'm a urine screen, Dustin. I'm the urine screen. You got one of those before you've been there for 3 weeks, and you got one of those more than one time.
That's
because
why they
whatever.
Say you need a marriage counselor.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No, just don't go where she is. No, a marriage counselor would be for if we had marital problems.
No, honey, it's a counselor.
No, we're talking about
curious
reality
for them
problems,
when
like
I'm their
recognizing.
Client.
Recognizing the difference between when you see reality and when somehow your memory is completely different than the way things happen in real life.
Well, I've consistently brought that up as a concern, and they don't...
And they think it's a marital problem. They think it's all coming from me and these people who are allianced with me in our marital problem and aren't objective enough, too close to the situation.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that is what they think, but
it is.
I think I haven't
they're
been
not
here
looking
for
at me like a urine screen.
Literally 40 days.
As faulty. Yeah, and you were
I
there literally 30 before you got your first
concern
reality
about
check.
My. I have literally been here concerned, expressing concern about my perceptions and exploring if I have them wrong or not. And I've completely, repeatedly told them that I've got explicit trust in you and your judgment. I don't know. I've said it so many times that they think I'm nuts for saying it, so.
Exactly. Exactly, Dustin. You're presenting as codependent. Your wife has abused you. She has gaslighted you into thinking that you have mental problems by telling you that your memory is faulty, and it has gotten to you so much that you have PTSD, and you are suicidal because of this woman. They're not looking at me like a urine screen. They're not looking at me like an objective sample that they can compare your claims to. They're assuming that we have marital problems and we need objective counseling because we're both so not objective. And that's why I'm
that's true of anybody, quite honestly. But
it is. It absolutely is. Ted told me that.
I mean, he told me that you need somebody who's not so close to the situation.
So, I agree with him. And I just don't know that I'm super comfortable getting counsel that's not that's what we need.
And I'm saying without the real life checks and balances, it's very predatory for you to take me into a therapist's room.
I want real life checks and balances. I mean, I want checks and balances. Do you believe that I really care about you?
Yeah, I just think that in that, you're not thinking about the times that you physically assaulted me. And you're not thinking about the way that that has shaped my behavior towards you. And you're not thinking about the fact that this woman who you think is such a wonderful servant to you might only be behaving in a way that is so pleasurable for you and so good for your ego because she has been manipulated into being scared to behave in any way that's going to draw your disdain because you treat her with such contempt. These behaviors that you love so much are just a fabrication of how you've trained her. I don't think you love the real me. I don't think you love a me who has her own will outside of what she's badgered into with your bullying.
I do.
I think you love how malleable I am and how easy it is to abuse me and use me for your own purposes.
No, I love you for you.
I know, but I think you love having a woman who asks about the credit card balance and you can shame into not asking ever again. I think you love a woman who is telling you that she has children to care for and it's hard to find a new tenant for a rental property. And you convince her that you're such a wonderful provider and you're such a hard worker that you don't have time for that. And she takes up the slack by doing it even if it harms the children's schedules. I think just every last bit of it is so dang convenient for you. You love it.
Sorry. I'm sorry that I took advantage of your strengths.
It's not that. It's that you emotionally manipulated me into doing those things. That you heaped heavy scorn and disdain and contempt and sneering and meanness on me anytime you saw me starting to suggest that we do something out of line than what was convenient for you. We're talking about really heavy, really dark manipulation. And I don't think anybody was that disturbed by you working long hours. I think they were disturbed by the things that you were willing to say to keep complete control over your work schedule. I don't think anyone was that disturbed that you had too close of a relationship with Julie. I think people were disturbed by the things that you were willing to do and say in front of your wife to maintain the power and control to continue doing whatever you want in your personal relationships with other women. The things that you do and say to maintain power and control are sickening.
Like what?
What?
Things.
Saying, when he says, why would you go to Cleo's? You say, because it's half a mile from my work site and we had a meeting to have and I have to eat.
And I do things that are rational, not things that are irrational. It would be irrational for me to drive to another place just because my wife arbitrarily chose one restaurant that I'm not allowed to go to. That freaks people out, Dustin. It feels normal to you because you've been doing it for 15 years. But a person hearing that is freaked out. That you would flip the whole thing around on me to make me look like I'm trying to control what?
I'm late for my class.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Okay.
Bye.